איך שנסתכל על זה ונסתכל כן פעמיים, היום זורם זורם כמו אתמול, כמו שלשום, וזה אותו כחול גדול, אותו עוף בשמיים.
This is Dr. Ali Evans welcoming you to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affect your health and that of our entire community. My guest today is an oldie but goodie, and I don't mean your age. I mean a prior guest. Her name is Barbara Munkel, and she is a homeopath, and we're going to be talking. When you visited the show last time, we talked about kind of what is homeopathy. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to try to give you guys, our listeners, kind of a toolkit that you can start using homeopathy day in, day out, and practicing with it. So a little bit of a different spin of a talk about homeopathy. So welcome to the show again.
Well, thank you very much and for having me back. I'm always happy to talk about homeopathy, because it's just a very powerful alternative medicine that is just very misunderstood.
I was going to say powerful and probably the most confusing and misunderstood modality out there.
World's best kept secret.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit just about you and how you got involved in homeopathy and how you're kind of practicing it now.
Well, like most homeopaths that I have met, because it's not a very top-of-the-line medicine, I got into it for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. After having cancer, breast cancer, 25 years ago, getting off pretty easily with just radiation treatment, as I say it, my immune system was very, very depleted, and I was getting sick, and I'd never done well with taking antibiotics. And I knew there would be something other than herbs and vitamins that needed to bring back my immune system. And boy, you know, after working with it and using it, I'm stronger and better than I was before. And so therefore, when you get hooked on it, you want to learn everything you can about it. So I've studied it for 25 years and actually went over to Greece and studied with whom I call the master, George Voutakis, who teaches most of the popular, well-known homeopaths today. He is really modernizing it. And studied and just keep studying and studying.
Yeah. And I have to say, when I first met you on the coast in medical school, his book was the textbook that we used to study homeopathy.
Yes,
and when I met you and you were like, oh, yeah, I went to Greece and studied with
George. On a first name basis with George. Yeah. Send him my papers. Good one. You know,
I kind of wanted you to sign my book.
I haven't signed my books. Yeah. It was a place where we had over 30 countries represented in one room.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working with all kinds of doctors and healthcare physicians or practitioners. And everyone was on the same page. And it was probably the most healthiest group I've ever worked with, you know, in all my modalities of learning, you know, between hypnosis or spiritual meditation. I swear that the homeopaths are the most balanced.
Yeah.
And I can understand why. Because homeopathy treats not only your physical problems, but your mental and emotional.
Right. It truly is the most holistic medicine out there.
Right. It is. And I mean, you can supplement it very easily with immune-boosting herbs and vitamins. But if you don't, well, first of all, understanding the whole science behind homeopathy is really the basis of healing.
Right.
And then homeopathy is just a tool to trigger your whole body to heal.
And something interesting is, you know, traveling around, and I go to a lot of medical conferences that are international, homeopathy is so much more common in other countries.
Oh,
like
yeah.
In Europe, you know, when I'm in France, you walk into a pharmacy and it's literally the sign on the door is allopathy for allopathic medicine, if you want, you know, if you're going into the pharmacy for a prescription or drugs, and the other half is homeopathy.
Excellent.
And the pharmacist will literally give you a remedy at the counter, like, I'm getting a cold sore. Okay, you should go take this.
Right.
It's just a very different all over the world.
And they administer it in much more different potencies than we have. So you can get, you know, as a practitioner, you may want somebody to gently increase where you can't do it here. You have to kind of manipulate it with yourself and your own knowledge.
Right.
But there you can get, you can order it.
Yes.
And they come, you know, if you want just two doses, they'll give you two doses instead of having to buy the whole bottle.
Exactly.
Or keeping it on stock and giving it to your patients.
I just find it really eye-opening that it's such mainstream medicine in other countries. And here it's this, like you said, it's like the best kept secret where it's this kind of weird, esoteric. You walk in the health food store and see little blue tubes of pellets that you kind of don't know what to do with.
Right.
And so let's backtrack for 1 second and tell us, like, kind of the elevator pitch of what is homeopathy. I know that's probably the hardest. That's like a philosophical question, but.
Well, you know, Samuel Hahnemann is the person who created the organon, the whole theory behind it. He was a medical doctor, and mm-hmm. studying the human body and what makes people sick and what makes them better. He's approached it with this out of this world, you know, advanced philosophy of what homeopathy is. And you know, it's like treats like homo, mm-hmm. you know. And a lot of in our country, things we'll see that they say it's homeopathy, and it's not homeopathy. The mm-hmm. true homeopathy is that you're treating your own body's illnesses or unbalances with something that's going to, in a sense, aggravate it. So it's triggering your own body to heal itself.
And something, I mean, this might be a complicated metaphor, but I really do think about it, different mechanism, but I think about it kind of the same way as immunizations. You're using a small amount
right.
of the exact substance that causes these symptoms to
right.
trigger an immune response in the body.
It is, right,
yeah.
Exactly, except that some of these poor vaccinations with children are just still too strong,
mm-hmm.
whereas homeopathy
is very gentle.
Mm-hmm. Not nearly any side effects that you would get from a vaccination or some of the other drugs. I mean, we have side effects which we call aggravations.
Sure.
But it is so short-lived compared to what some of these vaccinations will do on children. And I'm not against vaccination. I just think they need to be approached with the whole case of genetics involved and the whole
sure,
child.
Sure.
Which is what homeopathy does.
Right, exactly. And that idea, so the like cures like, I think a good example in the world of homeopathy is a remedy called apis, which is bee venom.
Right.
And any of the homeopathic remedies, as you make them stronger and stronger, have just the teeniest, tiniest
I think they
dose.
Say after 12C or 12X, one of the 12s, that you won't find a molecule of the
right.
original substance. And I think this is what blows people's mind
That's
as far
right.
as how can that possibly be? But, you know, think quantum physics here.
Right. And when they make a remedy, for those of you who don't know, they take, you know, let's say one tiny drop of bee venom to, you know, there's all sorts of potencies, but for simplicity, let's say 100 drops of water.
Exactly.
And then they, you know, go through a process with that, and then they take one drop of that mixture and add 100 drops of water and so on and so on. So really, at the point where you're taking the remedy, depending on the potency, you're taking the most minute dose, which, right, I think you're right. That's where people are like, wait, what?
You know, you'll get that, and they'll just say, well, you know, I took 4 pellets. And that makes it stronger.
Right.
You could take the whole bottle, and it's still one dose.
Yes.
You know, it's a very different philosophy than what Western medicine approaches. You know, less is more.
Yes.
Where not more is, you know,
correct.
So on. And the more potent it is, the more diluted it is. So it's very, very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why people just don't quite understand it, is because
right.
it's just very, very different approach.
Well, and let's talk about, and what I was going to say about apis, that remedy is one of the main things it's used for is a bee sting.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're taking a small amount of bee venom and you're giving it to someone.
Right.
And it's treating the symptoms that are caused of a bee sting, the stinging, the burning, the redness, the, you
absolutely.
Know, the heat.
I remember getting bit and stung by 2 or 3 hornets in my knee, and I could just feel it swelling up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, apis, 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 as I'm running for my to my cabinet. And literally within 10 seconds, 10 minutes of taking apis, and I took a fairly high dose
uh-huh.
because I'm a homeopath and
right.
I knew what I was doing. But within 10 minutes, I could just feel my knee, the swelling, just releasing.
Yes.
I mean, it is true. And it's just it's not blocking, it's enhancing.
That's right.
It's using your own immune system to do what it knows to do.
Right.
Whereas Benadryl will, not that I'm against Benadryl, but Benadryl has its place, but it will suppress.
Right.
Aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen suppresses. What we're doing with homeopathy is bringing it into a balance so your body knows exactly what to do.
That's right.
And as long as you have that strong vital force, it will work superbly.
And so for people, for our listeners out there, you know, maybe some have dabbled with taking Arnica or some of the homeopathics. But for the listeners out there, what would you say they need to know sort of to get started with just the basic remedies they might find when they walk in the co-op or they, you know, they see the homeopathic.
It can be overwhelming.
It
You're standing
overwhelming.
In there with
this,
this boron here on the West Coast, this boron, you know, shelving of these blue tubes. And some say 6C, some say 30C. And then on the bottom, there's 200C. And it's like there's all these remedies, alphabetical order. And it's like, okay. And then you'll read the label of what the
labels,
FDA puts on. And as a homeopath, I just shake my head. You really cannot go by it.
Right.
A good health food will usually place where they have these. We'll have a book.
Yeah.
You can kind of sit and I recommend if you really want to get involved in it, get yourself a beginner's book, something that you feel comfortable with and read a little bit about it. But, you know.
Do you have a favorite book? A book that someone who just, you know, wants to.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's this little red book that was like for emergencies, you know, sore throats, coughs, you know, traumas.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
But it was this little thin little red book that just kind of gave you, say, so if your sore throat feels like this, or if
think
your sprain feels like this,
yeah.
if, you know, and then you can just read that little paragraph and go, okay, that's the remedy to try. So
yes.
I would recommend, you know, Amazon has tons, you know, bookstores. It's a little red book, and it might be called First Aid.
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
No.
And I haven't pulled it out in years, but that's where I started with some of those books.
And something just, we'll dive in a little bit into kind of acute remedies that people can start using, but just give us an overview of kind of the two branches of how you prescribe homeopathics. There's sort of acute prescribing and acute using,
right.
And there's a more constitutional remedy.
This also is very confusing to people.
Mm-hmm.
We have remedies, and some remedies we call polycrests, where they work wonderfully in acute situations, and they're very common in constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And acute is something that's coming on suddenly, that just has a short-lived type of situation, colds, flus, injuries, sprains, so on, stings.
Uh-huh.
Where your constitutional is where you're treating more chronic illnesses or something that has been out of balance for a while, we call the layers upon layers that we've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep-seated, usually, situations. Usually in the constitutionals, not always, that's when we go into the higher potencies, whereas the lower potencies deal with the more physical, acute situations. So that's why 30 C's are sold in the store.
Mm-hmm.
6 C's, sometimes more for children or very situations call for it. So you're very safe just treating yourself with acute. So those are the two branches, and they're approached very similarly, but they're also prescribed a little differently.
So someone might come in for an appointment with you, and you're going to take their whole case. You're going to want to know the mental, the emotional,
absolutely.
The kind of everything about them, as well as the physical.
Yeah. Even in acutes, sometimes, like if you have the flu, there could
mm-hmm.
be four remedies that
right.
you could. So it depends. I'll ask somebody who has the flu or, you know, got this cold, like, are you irritable? Gosh, yes. Anything bothers me would be Bryony. If they says no, just this advanced cold could be Mercurius. So even in acutes, you've got to take into your mental and emotional situation, and I don't know how a doctor can prescribe any kind of medicine without knowing your mental and emotional state.
Well, and the interesting thing is what you're saying is basically it's individualized medicine.
It's extremely personal,
mm-hmm.
and that's why there's thousands of remedies, and it's not an easy medicine to prescribe,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're dealing with really chronic advanced situations, and it can be very trying. But when you're dealing with acute, you know, keep in mind that, you know, if you take one remedy and it's not working, well, you might have missed one of those little symptoms, like I'm just cold rather than hot. And
right.
that could make a difference between Hepar and Mercurius.
Yes.
So when people say, well, it just doesn't work, well, it's because it's a very intricate, very specific medicine. And that's why as a viewer, a listener, you want to really want to get into it, educate yourself very generally, just in the acutes. You know, you'd be surprised what you could do, but keep in mind it's not just I've got pain. You gotta take into account how you feel, what's your mental state, are you very confused, are you, you know, so on. You take in mental, emotional, and physical.
Yes. We're talking with Barbara Munkel, and we're talking about homeopathy. You're listening to Light on Health on Coast Community Radio. When we're talking about, so we have kind of the two branches, you know, the two ways of prescribing homeopathics, the constitutional or the acute. The more constitutional is something that people are going to come in to your office and have an appointment
usually
with you, or they're going to go see a homeopath.
Right. And they've gone down the route of everything, and they just, you know, doctors can't find the rhyme or reason to fix what there's going on with them. Some kind of like a last ditch person, you know.
But you get to sort of be the net that catches all and looks at the whole person and everything going on and kind of put those puzzle pieces together.
It is a huge puzzle, and it is understanding what you were born with, what's happened to you in your life, and where you are now, because homeopathy won't work if you don't remove the stressors. You can make yourself manage it so that you can make changes, but sometimes you simply have to realize that you need change.
Yeah.
You know, and it's getting to, it helps you get to that point.
Right.
And to see
so let's give the listeners, let's kind of talk about some of, you know, a few remedies that they can start experimenting with. The other thing for people to know is it's incredibly inexpensive. It is incredibly inexpensive to buy remedies and have them on hand.
And even if you pay, because most, I don't get insurance.
Yeah.
But even in the long run, you're saving money because you're not getting sick after a
while.
That's
right.
If you approach yourself with this, you are just generally healthier.
Yes.
So arnica, aconite, those are the two that I would just generally say to keep on hand.
Uh-huh.
Arnica is just like an amazing remedy. It'll even cure jet lag, and it's the sprains, the bruises, the black eye, the bumps. Even trauma. And aconite is another one to keep on hand, because if all else fails and you feel yourself coming on with a cold, it's the first one to take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I've heard it called the vitamin C of homeopathy, that it's just the one that it helps the shock of the body of this, the virus or whatever you've caught, and boosts your immune system.
And so if someone, let's talk a little bit about how you would self-administer it. So you have a bottle of aconite on hand. You feel like you're coming down with something. You're chilly. You're just feeling like you're getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
How would you tell someone, you know, they're going to go to the store and get a 30C, which is the typical
good all-around potency.
Yeah,
It's a real good all-around potency.
And that's pretty much for the listeners out there. You all are going to go to the store, and it's pretty much going that you're not going to have a choice in potency.
Right. And the most important thing in when we prescribe homeopathic remedies is the remedy, not necessarily the potency.
The potency, yeah.
If you got the right remedy and it's 30C and, you know, you can't get a hold of anything higher, just it still will work.
And how do you tell people to take
it? The reason you would take more than one little tiny ball, little pellet, is because, now, if it visualize this, they fill the bottle with these white sugar pellets, and then they drop the mother remedy on it in a liquid form so that the pellet is the carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what they used to do with polio years
That's
ago.
That's right.
So if one little pellet is hiding behind another one and doesn't get potentized enough, you're not going to get the right potency. So
right.
we tell everyone to take, you know, 4, 5, or 6 pellets,
yep.
and depending on the size, and they're not all uniform. So that's a dose.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a whole bottle is a dose. But 4 to 5 pellets would be what you want to take. And it's important to make sure that you have no other tastes in your mouth, and you want to either rinse your mouth out with water so that you have a clean environment to absorb the pellets sublingually. You want to put it under the tongue as long as you possible and just absorb it into your body.
And let it melt.
And
don't
let it melt.
Don't chew on it. Don't
crunch
it.
Well, you try telling kids that.
I know.
My nieces and nephews, Aunt Barb said it's okay to chew it.
Right.
But it's okay. But if you know, as an adult, you know, and knowing better, the longer you can keep it under your tongue, the more that you're sure that you're going to get the remedy into your system.
And so someone in that case, you know, talking about aconite, they feel like they're getting sick. They, you know, take 4 or 5 pellets, and then what? Should they continue to keep taking?
Well,
they?
depending on how they react. I generally say give it a half an hour. And you should feel a little bit better in a half an hour. You should start feeling something within a half hour, 45 minutes. And as long as you're feeling better, that's the remedy. So
meaning you don't need to keep
You don't
keep
take it
going.
Until you feel like you've stopped progressing.
Yep. And that's a big difference from remedies that people are used to taking, where they start to feel better and they want to keep that substance at a level. But with homeopathy,
the more
once
you
it does
take,
its trick,
you'll call it proven. This is how we are very safe. We don't prove on anybody but humans.
Right.
So that, you know, when you take too much of a remedy, you're going to end up bringing the symptoms on and feeling worse.
Right.
So you want, the key is that you're triggering your immune system and you're matching the potency of the illness or the situation. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, when you feel a cold coming on, I mean, it's growing, it's trying to, and your immune system is kicking in and it's all the white cells are fighting, and you may need extra oomph, extra gas, because mm-hmm. you what we call exhaust the remedy very quickly. So in the beginning, you may have to take it every hour. And then after an hour or two, you back off and it's every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then every 3 hours. And then once a day for a couple of days. So you just want to work with your immune system. And it's really enlightening to pay attention to what's going on in your body. Most people just pops, you know, pain relief, kill, you know, this, and not really paying attention to what's going on in their body. And homeopathy asks you to do that. Mm-hmm. So when you feel you're not progressing, or, oh, I was feeling better, now I'm kind of starting to feel worse, that's the time to take another dose.
So we've talked about arnica and aconite. What are a couple other remedies that come to mind?
Apis.
Apis
is very
right?
good. Leadum is another really good one to keep on hand, because leadum is really good for, like, if you step on a nail, puncture wounds. And it also could be good for, around here, it works on a lot of spider bites. Leadum is another good one.
And these are all remedies you can find at the local stores.
Right.
These are really common remedies.
Leadum can actually prevent lockjaw. So if you got a rusty nail and you haven't had your tetanus shot, it can actually prevent that from
happening.
And
you can suck on that while you're on your way for your tetanus
yes,
shot.
Yes, exactly right. But it's really a good one. Puncture wounds would be good. Hypericum's another one for...
And people know Hypericum is St. John's wort, which people know used medicinally for mood support.
Nerves.
Your nerves. Yeah.
And it is for nerve remedies. So Hypericum's very good for, like, crushing your finger in a door, fingertip injuries, putting it through a saw, you know, cutting it, you know, needing some stitches in your fingertips. Mm-hmm. It really will help speed up the healing and actually relieve the pain. It's a nerve for the... sometimes even in the bottom of your spinal cord. But, you know, acutely, it's your fingers, your toes.
Yes. So if Hypericum in homeopathy, think nerve pain.
Exactly.
How about ruta?
Ruta.
Ruta is R-U-T-A is how it's spelled.
The rue
and it's
plant.
Rue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really another good one to take for older injuries. Very good for knee injuries. Baker cysts, a lot of knee where the periosteum is, where the bones are more close to the surface of your legs, so your legs, your knees.
Do you use it for wrist, like carpal tunnel
Absolutely.
And things?
Yes, it's not the only one. Costicum could get involved in that one, but it is depending on the kind of carpal tunnel, the symptoms and so on. Again, we're very symptom-based.
Right.
Feels like this is very important to us.
And I know with my patients who have carpal tunnel, it's sort of trial and error. You know, but we're talking about remedies that cost, you know, less than $10 a bottle.
And then again, when we're dealing with that, it could just be their constitutional remedy.
Right.
I mean, when you get the right constitutional remedy, it'll cure things because it's just triggering your own body to fix itself. You don't have to go to the smaller ones or whatever.
Or take a remedy for each part of the body, mind, and spirit that are off kilter.
Right. So, as I said, as you get into it and you practice it, you'll learn more and more about it. It's not something to fear, because taking the wrong remedy in an acute form will really, really just have no reaction.
Yeah, which is a great question.
It's not really harmful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will not harm you if you take the wrong remedy. If it's not working, don't give up on homeopathy. You just didn't match the symptoms properly.
Yeah.
So your body's not being triggered.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what about sulfur? That's a common remedy that people will use.
Yes, sulfur is very good for a lot of things.
I think about it for, like, red, itchy skin conditions where it's just,
you
know,
have to have the itch. Kind of,
yeah, the hive, the hot, itchy skin.
Yes, you usually smell to it sometimes if your sweat is a little more, or, you know, pungent or,
yes.
But usually sulfur is the itch.
Yeah.
In the internal itch or an external itch, it's a very good skin remedy.
Yeah.
Rashes.
Mm-hmm. And for, it for, so basically for any of these remedies that you're talking about, as people are taking them and start to see improvement, that's when they pause and stop taking it. If they start to see it kind of, the symptoms come back, that's when they can repeat a dose.
Sure. Yeah. And it could be a month after they've been healing.
Yes.
You know, I would go back to the same remedy you took before if it's that the
worked.
Same symptoms that worked.
Yes.
Because it just may need, like, the body's been working at healing it, and it just needs another little push to just finish up in the healing. Another remedy that is very interesting that you may not want to keep on hand but is very common to use is Invitum.
Uh-huh.
Which is bone set. A lot of people in our older age are getting,
or comfrey.
You know,
comfrey is the other name, right?
Comfrey, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For broken bones, hip replacements, knee replacements, injuries that you've had a bone reset, you know, it speeds it up. I've done so many trials with it. And
which is how it got the nickname bone set.
Bone set, exactly.
Yeah.
It's very good to take. But
to
caution,
back together.
You do not take it until after you've gone through the surgery.
Right.
I mean, if you've have to broken bones and they got to reset it, you don't want to take it until after it, and then it speed it up. When everything's set and fine, feet, hands, bones, wrists, anything. Bones,
yes.
Symphytum.
Do you see Symphytum working with osteoporosis, where it's a bone weakening, or do you see it more for knitting back together fractured bones?
More for knitting bones back together.
That makes sense.
Because the osteoporosis is probably a lot more genetic.
Yeah.
And you want
and
to
some
deal
other
more
factors going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I really encourage the listeners, go out, buy some tubes of homeopathy, get arnica and aconite and apis. And
Allium sepa. Runny noses.
That's right.
Allergies. I mean, if you just Allium think about
sepa
what you,
is
the
onion,
red onion,
right?
Red onion.
Yeah.
Think about what you feel like when you cut an onion.
That's right.
When you have a cold, Allium sepa is like one of the to reach for with the runny noses. Even if you're stuffed up, but you got to feel it in your eyes. Just think about what you feel like when you cut an onion.
When you cut an onion. So that's your Allium remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nux vomica is the poison nut.
Right.
My kids would swear by it in college for hangovers.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea is that if you think about what you would feel like if you ever had a hangover, it's the remedy. If you wake up in the morning and you're coming down with a cold and you go, God, I feel like I have a hangover. Well, there's
take
your
some
remedy.
Nux vomica.
And, your Nux vomica will stop the cold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and then for those that are interested in a more integrative, constitutional, holistic approach, you are available for appointments and you...
Yes, absolutely.
Tell the listeners how to get in touch with you.
Yes, I have a website, www.ahomeopathic.com.
Ahomeopathic.com. Okay, so
or
that's...
Or ahomeopath. It comes to either one.
Okay, so you can type
it's
in...
It's just A...
A... H-O-M-E-O-P-A-T-H.
Right.
.net.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that would be fine.
And ahomeopath.net. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have my office at my home, so I do not have a sign out in town. It's kind of like people find me through referrals and word of mouth. We would set up an appointment and talk about, you know, what your problem is, what brings you into the office, and I'll ask you a lot of strange questions about even what you like to eat.
Yes.
Because you are all of that together.
Yes.
You are what you eat.
And I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just a wonderful modality that really changes lives.
Yes, I'm kind of a specialist in that because that's pretty much where I've just focused on is studying homeopathy.
Well, we are running out of time, but you have been listening to Light on Health. Thank you so much for being on. I know
it went by fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you to Barbara Munkel and all of her insight in homeopathy. Very special thank you to our generous engineer, Dylan. And it is my hope that we have enlightened and empowered you to take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a wonderful day. היום זורם זורם כמו אתמול, כמו שלשום,
וזה אותו כחול גדול, אותו עוף בשמיים, אותו עלה של זית אל מחר נוטה ליבו.